Americans, leave Russia now. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The State Department warning Americans to leave Russia as soon as possible.
Do not travel to Russia due to unprovoked and unjustified attacks by Russian military forces in Ukraine. That comes from a new State Department travel advisory that says Americans living in or traveling in Russia should depart immediately. States concerned about the potential for harassment against U.S. citizens by Russian security officials.
Fox's Jill Nato in Washington. Canadian government also telling its citizens to leave Russia. Ukraine's President Zelensky tweeting that he had a phone call with President Biden Saturday, where they spoke about providing security and financial support for Ukraine, as well as sanctions against Russia. MasterCard and Visa suspending their operations in Russia. Ukrainian troops needing more military aid on the 12th day of the Russian invasion.
We were on the front lines of this conflict in Irpin, just outside of the capital of Kyiv, and it was significant to see the movements of these troops. They are using all of the anti-aircraft and anti-tank missiles that they have. It's part of the reason you see Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky once again appealing to the international community for support.
Fox's Trey Yingst. President Zelensky speaking with U.S. lawmakers earlier Saturday, pleading for a no-fly zone. Ammunitions Inc. in Scottsdale, Arizona, donating 1 million bullets to the Ukrainian military. WNBA star Brittany Griner arrested on drug charges in Russia. Authorities discovering cannabis oil in her luggage at an airport in Moscow. Texas Democratic Representative Sheila Jackson Lee demanding Griner's release.
Anyone that is killing and attacking and destroying Ukraine, their neighboring country that is not bothered and has no right to hold Ms. Griner.
Griner could spend up to 10 years in prison in Russia if she is found guilty of transporting drugs. Tornado killing six people in central Iowa Saturday. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
.com.
A federal judge handing down the maximum sentence to an Idaho man for his role in the attack on the Capitol on January 6th.
A judge sentenced Duke Edward Wilson of Idaho to more than 4 years in federal prison for attacking a police officer with a pipe during the Capitol riot. The 68-year-old logger told the judge he did not remember some of his actions. But Capitol Police Sergeant Aquilino Gonell told the court he vividly remembers Wilson attacking him and that he's still suffering from shoulder and foot injuries. U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth said the 51-month sentence sends a message that the insurrection was a horrible day for the country. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
The San Francisco Zoo's ring-tailed lemur, who was previously stolen, has died.
The zoo says Maki died on Thursday after suffering from acute kidney disease and advanced age at 22. He was among the zoo's oldest lemurs, as the median life expectancy is around 16. Maki received national attention after being stolen from the zoo in October of 2020, but was found a day later by a five-year-old boy in the parking lot of a church preschool about 5 miles away from the zoo. A suspect was arrested and charged with violating the Endangered Species Act in the theft. The zoo said Maki's story increased awareness of endangered lemurs worldwide, adding that they were heartbroken for this loss. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
A feel-good lost and found story in New York City involving thousands of dollars.
A Good Samaritan finding a wallet with $4,000 cash and getting it back to its rightful owner. Eduardo Martinez reportedly dropped his pouch during his commute to work. He frantically raced back to a crowded area in Times Square where he was approached by two cops. The officers explained that they'd been given the wallet by an unnamed woman. Incredibly, the money was still inside. Martinez says the act of kindness proves that there are still honest people in the world.
Fox's Chris DeMeo. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.